Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More good news. The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday authorized an antiviral pill developed by Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Dr. Nishawat on Fox News Friday morning.
This is going to help keep patients out of the hospital, reduce your risk of death, hospitalizations. You have to start it, though, within 3 to 5 days, and it really has been shown to be very effective. We've got Paxlovid, we've got Molnupiravir, and hopefully I'll be able to prescribe this to my patients in the next week or so.
COVID-19 has caused dozens of last-minute airline cancellations for the next 24 to 36 hours. To check on your flight anywhere in the world, go to flightaware.com. The CDC on Thursday shortened the recommended isolation time for healthcare workers who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 7 days if they're displaying minor symptoms. The new guidance is for fully vaccinated people who test positive. Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Here's some more information on that tragic incident Thursday at a clothing store in North Hollywood, California.
Two people are dead after a shooting at a Burlington Coat factory in North Hollywood. Authorities say just before noon, there was a report of assault with a deadly weapon. Witnesses say a suspect was seen swinging a bike chain.
And while they were en route, they also received additional radio calls from multiple people indicating that there was a possible shooting in progress, possible active shooter. A number of those individuals indicated that they were sheltering in place and they were taking cover.
Police say they shot the suspect as he was attacking a second victim. They also shot and killed a 14-year-old girl who was hiding in a dressing room. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Americans are some generous people. 2020 saw a surge in charitable giving, and 2021 could be higher. Overall, Americans donated $471 billion in 2020. That's up 5% from 2019. The current tally ends New Year's Eve. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As we gather with friends and family this Christmas weekend, Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News has some sound advice that she's passing along to her patients.
You know, Americans have worked so hard this year with the vaccines and the mandates and the masking and the testing. So we should celebrate the holidays, but we want to do it safely. If you are high risk, if you're not vaccinated, you want to take that extra step, get tested, and wear a mask indoors until you're able to get those test results. Now, if you're vaccinated, if you're with family, you've got your booster, then it's low risk. And, you know, you just shouldn't have to wear your mask indoors if you done everything that you should do. But if you do have an underlying medical condition, you probably want to take that extra step and protect yourself. I don't think we should change our behavior when it comes to our daily activities at this point. If you're vaccinated, if you have your booster, that you've done everything that you can. Now, if you're in a crowded indoor area, and you have high risk underlying medical condition, of course it makes sense to put on your mask until you finish getting what you need to do and then head home, especially because, you know, you could still pick up the virus. You could still pick up Omicron even if you are vaccinated. So it's just to help lower your risk.
A solar storm that erupted on the sun December 20th might cause disruptions this Christmas. NASA has warned of an incoming impact that could cause radio disruptions and GPS issues. The geomagnetic storm is only expected to be minor. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Monday, America. How are you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Hey, my good friend Bill Fetter is going to be joining us. He is the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc. And we're going to be talking Christmas here, if you can handle it. Hey, Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas. I want to talk about Santa Claus, but I think it's quite interesting how Santa Claus has been worked into, you know, into the culture about Christmas. I guess part of it seems to me that somehow people just didn't want to talk about, you know, about God and the baby Jesus. I mean, if somehow we can talk about Jesus at Bethlehem, we can talk about God's gift of salvation along the way, but bring in some sort of, you know, human element like Santa Claus, that somehow it makes it palpable for people. But there's quite a history of Santa Claus, and you wonder how much of that was driven, by... I don't know how to put it. You know, maybe people's uncomfortability to talk about God. You know, what was it?
Well, at first, it was more or less a continuation of the Book of Acts. So St. Nicholas is the most popular Greek Orthodox saint. He lived during Roman times, and he gave to the poor. He is to the Greek Orthodox what St. Peter is to Roman Catholics. He's sort of like the founding father of the Greek Orthodox Church. And so he was born in the late 280s, and this is a time of Roman persecution. There were 10 major persecutions of Christians in the first 3 centuries, and the 10th was the worst. Diocletian was the emperor, and he lost some battles with Persia, and he asked his generals why. And the general said, well, you've neglected having the army worship the Roman gods. And so Diocletian says, fine, Roman army, get back to worshiping the Roman gods. Well, there were a lot of Christians in the military, because a previous emperor named Galenius was lax, and Christianity spread. And these soldiers could not return to worshiping the Roman gods, so they were forced out. Once the Christians were purged out of the military, Diocletian decided to use the military to force the entire Roman Empire to return to worshiping the Roman gods. And he went province by province, arresting pastors, tearing down churches, burning the scriptures. And it went on for a decade. And the Christians prayed. And finally, on May 1st, 305 AD, the emperor is struck with an intestinal disease, and he has to abdicate the throne, which is sort of humorous, because by this time the emperors had been declaring themselves a god, springing gold dust in their hair and demanding their image be worshipped. So this was like a god resigning. I think that's sort of funny. But the next emperor, Galerius, he continues the persecution. He dies of an intestinal disease. Now it's a toss-up between 4 generals. It comes down to 2. One is Constantine, who is in York, England, and the other is Maxentius, who is in Rome. And the story is that the men surround Constantine and said, "We're with you, hail Caesar." And so he marches, and they have the Battle of the Milvian Bridge in 312 AD. And the day before the battle, Constantine sees the sign of Christ in the sky, puts it on all of his shields and symbols and wins. The sign was the first two Greek letters of the name Christ. And so the K letter that makes the K sound is written as an X. It's called the Chi. And the letter that makes the R sound is called the Rho. It's written as a big P. And so it would be an X and a P. And so you've probably seen that on old Christian artwork and so forth. And so over the years, the X, the Chi, got shortened just to the X. It was called the Christ Cross or Chris Cross. And that's where you get the Xmas.
Mm.
So the Xmas is not crossing out Christ. It's the Greek letter that stood for Christ. It also became a form of an oath where you would swear to tell the truth in front of Christ, right in front of God. So you make a sign of the cross, the Chi, you know, and really swear it, cross my heart. And then it became a part of a written oath. So you would sign at the Christ cross on a document, and that's come down to sign at the X. But they would also kiss it afterward after they signed it to show sincerity. So that came down to us as the X's and the O's on the bottom of a Valentine. And but now we jump into the story of Nicholas, because this is the time period that he's living in, this last major persecution and then the ending of the persecution. And if you want, I can get into it real quick.
Yeah, let's this is fascinating, you know, to bring all this out, because it establishes, you know, the foundation of how we got here. So go ahead.
So, by the way, I do want to throw in that the Jews didn't celebrate birthdays. That's sort of common, you know, the Turks today, they don't celebrate birthdays. Even the Far East, my son worked in Korea for a while. Every January 1st, everybody in the country is a year older. Nobody really celebrates birthdays.
Interesting.
So,
the first
3 centuries, the big focus, the date was, when is Passover? And it wasn't until a lot of Greeks converted to Christianity that they liked the birthday celebration. And so that was about the 3rd century that the curiosity was, well, when it was Christ's birth. An interesting clue, there is in the book of Luke, it says that John the Baptist's father was Zacharias, and he was in the temple. And the angel appears to him and tells him that his wife's going to conceive and it's going to be John the Baptist. Well, a little line says that Zacharias was of the priestly division of Abijah. And you're like, what does that mean? Well, King David divided the Levites into 24 family groups, and each group had a week at the temple to take care of it twice a year. And so these were called courses or divisions. And they didn't really... Over the centuries, they lost the order of them. And it wasn't until the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered in 1947 that they found this order. And the course of Abijah is the 8th course. And but another interesting one was the 1st course, Jehoiarib. And why is that important? Well, now that we know the order of them, we need to know when do they start
in order to count off. Right.
And so Josephus got a record of when the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. And he's writing this record down, and he mentions that the week that the temple was destroyed, the Jehoiarib course was on duty. Okay, we know that that was the beginning of August of 70 AD. And so if that's the course that's number one, then 8 weeks later would be the Abijah course, which is the end of September, which is the week of Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles, which is usually the last week of September. And so if John the Baptist conceives last week of September, the gospel says the Holy Spirit appears to Mary. She conceives of the Holy Spirit. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. And then it says, and your cousin Elizabeth is in her 6th month. Okay. Well, if John the Baptist is conceived in the end of September, and the Greek Orthodox Church celebrates September 23rd as the birthday, the conception day of the forerunner of Christ, John the Baptist. So 6 months after the end of September is the end of March. And so the end of March is the traditional date for the Annunciation when the angel appears to Mary. Well, guess what? 9 months later, 9 months after the end of March is the end of December. So there's literally a actual... evidence that December 25th could very well possibly be the date of Christ's birth. And wow. I wanted to throw that in.
Well, as a bonus, and no charge for that, by the way. So for those that want to argue that it was the end of fall or any other time in between, this brings some reason and some understanding and knowledge that could very likely be the end of December. Well, Bill Federer is with us, and we'll continue. And we're going to talk about Christmas miracles, too, in this next segment. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of a $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're talking Christmas and the history of our faith. What Bill Fetter has been sharing with us is just, it is quite enlightening. And again, my takeaway on this, Bill, is that God is very exact. You know, our faith will take us so far, and there's things that we can have faith in, and that is God is very specific. He's exact. It's not theoretical. And, here it is all these years before the Dead Sea Scrolls. Everybody thought, well, this is just theory, maybe a little bit of faith. But then the Dead Sea Scrolls come out, and then as they start to run the numbers, in fact, they realize that all that they have been believing all these years in faith was now substantiated by historical documentation. To me, that's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is. And but with Nicholas, real quick, he lived during this Roman persecution time, and the story is that his parents died when he was young. He inherits a lot of money, and he decides that he wants to give the money to the poor, but he doesn't want to get the credit for it, so he would sneak into town and throw the money in the window of poor people anonymously at nighttime. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories that became famous was a merchant in the town of Patara, Asia Minor, today that's Turkey, had gone bankrupt, and the creditors were about to come and take the merchant's house and lands and children. And they would. And this merchant had three beautiful daughters, knew if they were taken, it would be a life of terrible sex trafficking. And so the father had an idea. He would hurry up and marry his daughters off, then the creditors couldn't take them. Unfortunately, he did not have money for a dowry, which was needed in that area of the world for a legally recognized wedding. Nicholas hears the problem late one night, throws some money in the window. The oldest daughter can get married, big buzz talk of the town, throws money in for the second daughter. By the time the third daughter, the dad is waiting up, runs outside, catches Nicholas. Supposedly, the money went in the window and landed in a shoe or a stocking that was drying by the fireplace. But the dad catches Nicholas. Nicholas makes him promise not to tell where the money came from, because he wants the glory to go to God. So that's the origin of the tradition of secret gift giving on the anniversary of Nicholas's death, which was December 6, 343 A.D. Interestingly enough, that's why St. Nicholas is the patron saint of pawnbrokers. They help people out in a time of financial need. And the pawnbrokers hang three gold balls outside of their shop to symbolize the three bags of gold that Nicholas threw in the window to rescue these girls, around the dowry. Well, yeah. Nicholas gives away all his money, decides he's going to join a monastery, and goes to the Holy Land. Somehow the Lord tells him not to hide his light under a bushel. He goes back to Asia Minor, gets off at a town called Myra, and unbeknownst to him, the bishop had died. The church leaders couldn't decide who the next bishop's going to be, and one has a dream that the first person to church the next day would be named Nicholas. He was to be their bishop. Well, he shows up. He's the first person in. When they tell him he's supposed to be the bishop, he wasn't too thrilled because the Roman Emperor Diocletian was arresting bishops and killing them. So it was sort of like, you be the bishop.
Yeah, thanks for the job. Yes, exactly.
And so he is arrested. He's put in prison awaiting death. Then Constantine defeats Maxentius. Nicholas is let out of jail, and he does several things. One is he preaches against paganism and sexual immorality. Nearby is the temple to Diana at Ephesus. It was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, this enormous temple with temple prostitutes. It was the Las Vegas of the Mediterranean. The Apostle Paul preached against it in Acts chapter 19. Well, Nicholas preaches against it so much, the people tear the temple to Diana down. And then there's the Arian heresy. A guy named Arius said Jesus was a little less than God, a created being, starts a song. It's really catchy, and the Visigoths convert to Arianism, and it's split in the church. And it's also split in the Roman Empire, because Constantine sort of made Christianity the de facto religion. And so Constantine orders and pays for all the bishops to go to Nicaea and settle it. They do what's called the Nicene Creed. And the Greek tradition is that Nicholas was so upset at Arius, he slaps him across the face on the floor of the conference. So jolly old St. Nick has a little temper. And then there's a story of a governor who was corrupt. I know it's hard for us to imagine that. And he was going to have some soldiers executed to cover up his corruption. Nicholas hears about it and goes down and in front of everybody, by the Holy Spirit, tells what the governor did, the corrupt stuff behind the scenes. And the governor knows nobody can know the details other than God, so he begs Nicholas to pray for him. And so he has a reputation of confronting. And then it's a port city. And so one time the people were starving. These are all Greek stories, Greek Orthodox. The ships, his men, people were starving of famine. The ships with grain from North Africa stopped off on their way to Rome. He talks the sailors into unloading some grain to feed his people and promises God would bless them. And on their return trip, they say the grain that was left had multiplied, sort of like the little widow's meal barrel.
Yeah, exactly.
The story of Elijah.
Right.
And then another story, the storm made it so bad that the sailors and fishermen couldn't get back. They get Nicholas, he prays, and the sea becomes calm. And like Jesus calmed the sea. And so Nicholas is considered the patron saint of sailors. And that's a big deal when the Dutch choose Nicholas as sort of like their patron saint because they have a military merchant navy. Nicholas dies in December 6, 343 AD. And then an emperor or so later is Justinian. He builds a big church, dedicates it to Nicholas. And then you have Vladimir the Great, the Emperor of Russia, converts to Eastern Orthodox Christianity, adopts Nicholas as the patron saint of Russia. And then the Muslims invade Europe. And all seven churches mentioned in the Book of Revelation are wiped out by the Muslim Turks. And as they're getting close to Myra, the Christians take the bones of St. Nicholas and ship them over to Italy, a little town called Bari. A pope dedicates the church, and it's Pope Urban II, it's called Cathedral Niccolo de Bari, Cathedral of Nicholas of Bari. And then this is the same pope that has so many of these Greeks fleeing that he goes to the kings of Europe at the Council of Clermont and begs them to send help. They do. It's called the First Crusade. And so the same pope that welcomes Nicholas's remains to Europe is also the one that calls for the First Crusade. The gift-giving catches on. It's so popular that St. Francis of Assisi, two centuries later, creates the creche scene, the nativity scene, sort of in protest, saying all this gift-giving is fine, but we need to get back to the reason for the season. Jesus was born in the manger. And then Martin Luther, 1517, starts the Reformation. By this time, there's a saint's day for every day of the year. He considers this a distraction from Christ. He ends the saint's days, but the Germans liked the gift-giving that was associated with the St. Nicholas Day. And so Martin Luther moves all the gift-giving to December 25th and says all gifts come from the Christ child. And the German pronunciation of Christ child is Christkindl. And over the years, that got pronounced Kris Kringle. So Kris Kringle is really Christkindl, which means Christ child. And then you have Henry VIII brings the Reformation to England. He gets rid of the saints' days, but rather than a spiritual emphasis, he brings back an old Roman holiday because Britain used to be a Roman colony. And the Romans had their god Saturn, and he was the god of feasting and plenty and merriment. And so during this time, you know, William Shakespeare writes the play, The Twelfth Night, and it's got a carnivalesque, drunken revelry, right, The Twelfth Night of Christmas, and it's,
right.
You know, it's more pagan. Anyway, if you ever saw The Christmas Carol with Charles Dickens, there's the spirit of Christmas present, and he's a big guy with robes and a wreath in his hair, goblet of wine, a happy party guy, and you're asking yourself, who is this guy? Sort of looks like Santa, but he also sort of looks like some Roman god. Well, there was a Santa, but they Christianized him, called him Father Christmas. They couldn't call him St. Nicholas because saints were outlawed. But then the Puritans take over England, and they say, can God be honored by this drinking and partying? And so they outlawed Christmas. And very similar to Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras used to be a religious day when you would fast. Right before you would fast for 40 days before Easter. Now it's a party in New Orleans. But that's sort of what happened under Henry VIII. Christmas became drinking and partying and wassailing and carousing and chasing girls. And so the Puritans outlawed Christmas. They even outlawed Shakespeare mentioning God in their plays, considered it casting pearls before swine. And that's when Shakespeare writes Midsummer Night's Dream. And then the Puritans outlaw Globe Theater, and they actually tear William Shakespeare's Globe Theater down. They were real strict. And so it was during this time that the Pilgrims and Puritans came to America, and they did not celebrate Christmas. Puritans in Massachusetts actually had a fine for celebrating Christmas. But the Dutch settled New Amsterdam, which became New York. And
30 seconds left, Bill. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Anyway, so the Revelation said Jesus will return at the end of the world to judge the living and the dead, riding a white horse. Saints will come back with him riding white horses. St. Nicholas is a saint, so he comes back once a year for a little mini-judgment, a checkup on the kids. See who's naughty, see who's nice. But over the years, the saints come from heaven. That turned into the North Pole. The Lamb's Book of Life turns into the Book of the Naughty and the Nice. The angels turn into the elves. And in Norway, they didn't have any horses, so he's riding a reindeer. And so what started as a real spiritual thing now is, taken over more
secular. Exactly.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
More good news. The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday authorized an antiviral pill developed by Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Dr. Nishawat on Fox News Friday morning.
This is going to help keep patients out of the hospital, reduce your risk of death, hospitalizations. You have to start it, though, within 3 to 5 days, and it really has been shown to be very effective. We've got Paxlovid, we've got Molnupiravir, and hopefully I'll be able to prescribe this to my patients in the next week or so.
COVID-19 has cost dozens of last-minute airline cancellations for the next 24 to 36 hours. To check on your flight anywhere in the world, go to flightaware.com. The CDC on Thursday shortened the recommended isolation time for healthcare workers who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 7 days if they're displaying minor symptoms. The new guidance is for fully vaccinated people who test positive. Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, and it's also great to have back with us Justine Santinello. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk, but hey, look, it's the holiday gift buying season, and we're getting down to the wire. And JustHaves.com founder Justine herself is here with her best 11th hour gift ideas and shopping tips. Justine, I'll tell you, if we ever needed 11th hour gift ideas, which is a little scary this year with supply chain issues, but your gift ideas, these 11th hour ideas, could come in quite handy. So thank you for coming on to tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So what are the top gift ideas for all the holiday shoppers out there?
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't want you guys to worry. I know that last minute shopping is a little different, right, than years past. It's considered last minute now, even in early December, but I partnered with a few of my favorite brands to help you guys out. So, yeah, let's start with actual gift ideas first. So this is one of my favorites. So if you guys have somebody on your list who has a sweet tooth, and really I think we all know somebody like that, I think that they will love, wait for this one, Cinnabon's signature frosting pint.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw this, I was so excited. So these are actually take-home pints of their iconic cream cheese frosting. If you have a baker on your list, it's also a great idea for them. Now, they also have other options, right? They have Cinnapacks. These are awesome. They have the classic, the ooey gooey, the cinnamon rolls, or you could do the holiday favorite, the caramel pecan bonds. I love these. They have caramel frosting and pecans. So no matter which direction you go in, they can be delivered or picked up without having to wait in line. You could do that through Cinnabon.com, their new Cinnabon app, where you could also sign up for Cinnabon Rewards. They have a lot of great holiday options. You could see them all at Cinnabon.com/holidays.
See, and when you're baking these up, you get the added cinnamon smell in your house, the holiday smell that is so joyous. I mean, that puts a smile on everybody's face, right?
Oh, that is for sure. I mean, I have them in my house with me now, and it has been very hard not to eat it all day. I mean, that's like a great gift idea, really easy to get your hands on. So we've got sweet covered. You know, when I think of sweet, I also happen to think of coffee. If you have a coffee lover on your list, I know I am obsessed with my iced coffees. Socket is really cool. It's a premium brand of these reusable, washable drink sleeves so that you're going to get really that better to go experience. So they have options for you. They have Java sock sleeves. These prevent water rings and puddles and drips. They're going to keep your drinks cold. But they also have hot sock sleeves. So these protect your hands from hot drinks and definitely way better than those, like, single-use cardboard sleeves. They come in a lot of different really fun patterns. They have a Christmas-themed vacation clause. They have a green tartan. I mean, you name it. They have so many. You can find them at Socket.com. And I think this is really cute. Hashtag put a sock on it this season.
That's great. I love that.
Well,
I'm going to say, what a great idea. You know, something like that. That's, boy, I'll tell you, people are going to be diving for those. I mean, that's kind of a unique concept. I love it. Very clever. I love this.
Yeah.
What else you got there?
So I think, you know, beyond just the actual gifts themselves, when people wait, they get really nervous. They get anxious about it. It's about shopping smarter, guys, not harder. Mm. And staying on top of your budget, of course, is important, too. You could do all of that with the Klarna app. So this app is an all-in-one shopping tool where you can shop at any online store, split your purchases into 4 interest-free payments, and also stay on top of that holiday budget. They have perks for you, like free rewards, price drop alerts, exclusive deals you're only going to find with the Klarna app. And if you guys want, if you download the app today, you're going to get a $5 reward at Klarna.com.
Wow, that's excellent. And I love the idea that you have everything all grouped together. So that really, you know, keeps your mind on top of your holiday budget, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, my mom is a huge fan of the Klarna app. She loves it. I mean, she loves that she could break up her payments. She loves that she could stay on top of her budget so she knows she's not going over budget. Like, it's a really great shopping tool to use, especially the holiday season, but really anytime.
And this is interest-free, right? You're breaking them up in 4 equal payments and no interest, no harm, no foul. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Let's have a good time. Let's get it on. Why not? That's great.
That's right.
All right. So what other ideas for stocking stuffers and fun small presents do you have?
Yeah. Well, you know, what I like to tell people, especially when we're talking about this whole, like, last-minute shopping, right, is people get nervous about it, but you don't have to. Just because you shop last minute doesn't mean people need to know that you shopped last minute, right? So little things go a long way, like wrapping the presents in a really nice way, like being thoughtful about the type of wrapping paper you choose, the wrapping materials. I know that when I get a gift that's wrapped really beautifully, I'm like, wow, this must have taken them a really long time. Adding the extras, right? If you're getting a gift for a kid that requires batteries, get the batteries for them.
Yeah.
Or give them a handwritten note with your gift, and maybe include a little something cute like, oh, my top 3 holiday songs, like my favorite. When you do little things like this, it takes the gift and it just amplifies it. It makes it look like you put all this time and effort into it. So nobody needs to know you shopped last minute. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about making people happy. So if they're going to be happy with the gift, who cares whether you got it months ago or at the last minute?
Exactly. We're talking with Just Haps founder Justine Santinello. Justine, you know, we were just talking about this, that so much about, I mean, you go to a restaurant, you know, whatever it is in gift giving and that sort of thing. It's in the presentation, isn't it? I mean, it can go a long way.
Yeah. Oh, I think it goes a really long way. It helps to, you know, kind of fool people maybe a little bit. And, you know, also, don't underestimate the power of gift cards. You know, sometimes people think that those aren't personal. I happen to think right. that it's very personal because you're allowing somebody then to truly choose what they want and at their own time, right, on their own schedule. That's a great stocking stuffer. It doesn't have to be for a lot of money. I also like to keep a few gift cards, like low increment amounts on deck, because don't forget also about people that we sometimes do forget about, like your mailman, right? Or your kid's teachers, like the babysitter. Like, keep extra things on hand so that you're covered no matter what. You're not
exactly
at the last minute.
Or you have somebody that comes over for a holiday dinner and they bring a gift and you're there going, how about a cheese puff?
right. Yeah. And I'm also a big fan of cooking a lot during the holidays, if you like to cook, of course, and getting like holiday tins, recipes that can be saved, you know, that don't like expire too quickly, so that you have something that you made by hand to give to people.
Exactly.
People are always really impressed by that.
How about last minute shopping from the comfort of our homes, Justine, as we wrap things up?
Yeah. I mean, listen, shopping from home is obviously preferred on e-gift cards. You know that those are going to be delivered no matter what. So I always like that option. I like to give experience gifts sometimes. So I'll do an e-gift card to a different like resort or location because I know that that's going to come in no problem. But listen, at the end of the day, if you end up being one of those people who waits till the very, very last second, you are going to have to probably go into a store, you know, shipping delays. We don't want to deal with any of that. So if you wait till the very, very last minute, it's okay to go to a store, try to go in off hours or weird hours that it's not going to be super crowded, and be prepared when you go in. Have a list. Know who you're shopping for. Have an idea of what kind of items you're looking for so you're not wandering around the store aimlessly.
Exactly. Well, we've been talking about gifts in the nick of time and super stocking stuffers from the one who keeps us out of trouble and keeps us enjoying the holidays in a peaceful time when it can get so frenetic, and it doesn't have to. Just Haps founder herself, Justine Santinello, has been with us. Justine, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, you guys can check out Cinnabon.com/holidays. Socket.com, Klarna.com, and you can always find me at my site, JustHaves.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. 6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back, America. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. Bill Martinez here. We're with Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Dr. Ted, trust the season is bright and cheery and joyful for you.
Oh, it is a great season, but it's, you know, in Hollywood, it's busy, busy, busy. I sometimes get the sneaking feeling that Hollywood actually plans to steal Christmas by doing too many screenings. Like last night, they had a screening for Cyrano with the top people, and the director is a friend, and it's got a lot of Christian content. And last night, Disney had a private party for, you know, members of the Producers Guild and probably people who wanted deals from Disney. But anyway, it was fun. And it was at this elegant place called the Eaterly. And all of these Disney folks are there. And there's no veggies. It's all like they're cutting off pieces of ham and cutting off pieces.
Really?
I'm wondering what happened to veganism in this Disney world.
I think they woke up and they said, "Give me the meat."
They've all decided to go for the meat. So what am I going to do about that? And we've just, you know, there were three events every night. Last week on Friday, there was Bono and Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon and everybody for Sing 2, which may be one of my favorite movies of all time. It's going
to
make
I want to talk about that. But what you bring to mind here is that here you are in the West Coast in California, that's being ruled heavy-handedly. I mean, was everybody wearing a mask, having proof of vaccination, the jab, and a couple of boosts?
None of those really? Guys. You know, I asked Mono to come to our gala, and the interesting thing is that I've known Chris, the head of the company Illumination, which is part of Universal, for years because he went to Dartmouth, and almost everybody working on it was Christian, and Bono talks about Christianity there, and it's full of Producers Guild. Now, these are Producers Guild events, not Critic Choice events.
Right.
So I thought it was, you know, this place is full of the cast and crew talking about Jesus. Now, don't tell anybody in the church this, because they all think that everybody in Hollywood is a bunch of nudnik left-wing commie pinko rats. And right. The movie is very conservative, so, you know, and it makes fun of producers who are left-wing commie pinko rats, so it's a good movie.
Well, good for you. Well, it's good to be around people where you can be comfortable and enjoy each other's company and advance some critical thought.
Oh, it's wonderful. And it's yeah. I'll tell you, I was so impressed. They allowed me to bring four people with me, and my son-in-law and some others. And it just, I was so impressed with Bono. I don't know. Have you ever interviewed him?
I've not talked to him. I've only heard good things about him. I would love to have that opportunity to be able to, have a one-on-one.
This isn't what we're supposed to talk about today.
No, it's okay.
Everybody
it's
listening. All right. We're off base, but he was so humble, and he said, I made it because I was worked hard in the right place. I'm not that good a musician. And, everybody in the audience is saying, yes, you are. And he said, I always had this dream of going. And then they asked, the little kids in the audience who were part of the cast and crew and the production teams at Universal Pictures, the questions they wanted. It was just delightful. It was just a delightful event.
Don't you love it when people of Bono's stature, at the end of the day, are humble? I mean, it just endears you all the more, to what they're about, Yeah.
It amazes.
Chris is so
humble. Chris Meledandri, who's made Illumination, the Minions, just some of my favorite movies, that he doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to see anybody. He's very shy. And
yes.
Matthew McConaughey, of course, thought about running for governor of Texas, and now he's not. Mm-hmm. But he's got a growing, deep faith. So all these people we can pray about. We should pray about them because
pray with them as we pray for each other's family, that that God's purpose in their lives would be manifest, and that in their sphere of influence as well, that they would be emboldened with revelatory words of God that are healing and promoting to God's
Amen.
Will. That's that is the future and hope that we have. So sing, very good. Must see. I've heard so much about it, and I'm glad to hear you speak so highly of it.
Yeah, the music is good. The storyline is great. It's about little Koala Buster Moon. Of course, I'm a bear, so he's a relative of mine, and he's trying to break into the big time. And, of course, there's a big-name producer named Crystal, probably taken after Billy Crystal. And he's mean. He's a wolf. And he threatens to throw Buster off the tallest building in Las Vegas and all this. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun. I mean, everything about it is stressing getting over loss. Bono's character has to get over the loss of his wife so he can come out and sing again. And it's about humility. It's about grace. It's about doing the right thing. And it's not a it's just a terrific. And the songs are great. I mean, this I took four people. And everybody loved it, which, before I went in, I said, I've seen it. I loved it. I loved it enough to go twice. And I said, but you don't have to love it. And they all walked out thinking it was one of the best films ever.
Well, it's engaging when you start singing the songs from it, right? One time you hear it, and then it just haunts you. 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, and you're humming the soundtrack. It's incredible. Let's talk about West Side Story. What did you think of that?
Well, I vaguely know Steven Spielberg. I mean, I met with him talking about movies in the past, asking questions and things like that. He just didn't do a good job. I mean, there's many people, and we were said, blatantly, it's too dark, too clunky, too profane. Mm-hmm. He added profanity. He added some, intensity of violence. I grew up, with my father in the movie industry, and this area that he focused on in New York is not Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen is south of the Broadway district. And so he had the wrong place, but of course he grew up, I think, in Arizona, so he didn't know it. And he made it much more of a politically correct story. There's some people who
are
tearing it apart because it's politically correct. Now, the first West Side, the things that I don't like about it is the first West Side Story. We know that Romeo and Juliet, which it's modeled after, is a tragedy that they both die. If you don't know that, you should go back to school and read Romeo and Juliet. But the songs and everything in the first West Side Story are uplifting and positive. And Maria and some of the songs that I was playing them before, and they're great. And then when Stephen, I don't think this is his first musical, their songs are clunky. And one of my reviewers said, well, how could this be? I said, well, you know, Lynch, who's dark and dreary, made a terrible version of Dune. And then my friend who taught at our class, and who just emailed me this morning, who's head of Legendary, made a bright, positive, uplifting movie of Dune. So, you know, somebody can take the same script, because my father was on Broadway. I mean, I saw people play in Andy Mame, who did a great job, like Roz Russell and Greer Garson, and I saw people who did a terrible job. Just because it's the same script doesn't mean it has to be a good movie.
Well, you're exactly right. I did want to talk to you about our friend Kirk Cameron. I did have a chance to visit with him a couple of weeks back. He's got his new TV show, his weekly TV show on TBN, and he's entering the world of talk television, which is good fun and does a lot of what we do here in bringing entertaining and fascinating, interesting guests on to get out of the 8-second soundbite genre and to actually be able to have the opportunity to tell their story.
Well, yeah, I love Kirk. He's a friend, and he's been we've been together several times. He used to live right around the corner from me, and a friend of mine who's the grandfather of the Christian history movement, that's what I tell everybody, is Marshall Foster, and he's discipled Kirk in a powerful way. And Kirk, you know, I love his statements about Christmas, that he's bold and he loves Christmas tradition, and actually, he's nailed it. You know, there's a lot of evidence about Christmas being at Christmas when Christ was born, which would mean that he was conceived on Easter, at least in, you know, fully man and fully God. All of this is very interesting, but he loves the traditions, and the traditions help us to remember. And throughout the Bible, God tells us to remember. So every tradition, you know, some parts of the church have jettisoned the traditions, and the traditions help the kids to understand who Jesus is and help to build that. I've taught cognitive development theory and media literacy for a long time, so I'm very happy about that. We have a lot of traditions at my house, including going through several Advent calendars and everything else. And yes. I'm just proud of him. He's become on fire for the truth. And he's doing a great job. Now, someday, not on your radio program, we'll talk about TBN, but I'm not going to do it today.
Okay. We got less than a minute left. American Underdog airing over this Christmas week. Good fun.
It's a good movie. Yeah. I reviewed it a couple of weeks ago. It actually has its premiere tonight. We're all invited. I'm not going. I don't think it's their strongest movie. The ending is not as well woven, but it's good. I mean, it's a 4-star movie. People are going to love it. There's a lot of great movies coming out. So I'd say, yeah, it's worth it. It's a terrific story. It's about it. But it doesn't – listen, I've talked a lot of people in Hollywood, including the guy who made the best movie of the year, how to make great movies, sometimes, as we talked about West Side Story, you just don't get all the pieces together.
Dr. Ted Baer, CEO of Movie Guide, always appreciate you and the family. Thank you so much. I wish you the best of this Merry Christmas season and a very, very prosperous New Year.
God bless. Bye-bye.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 4-star and 5-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of